الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to The Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islam is and what it is not. Many who are listening to this class may either know a Muslim or not know a Muslim, but at least you will know and understand the tenets, rituals, and rites of Islam, as done by Muslims or practiced by Muslims. Before we start, please remember to go get your Quran so that you may follow along with me when I start to read various verses and chapters from the Quran. And so while I'm talking, please rush and get in case you forgot. You have to come to class prepared with pen and pencil and the paper and also in case you want to take some notes, and also bring your Quran with you. And you can either get a Quran from a local library, you can order online at YIslam, YHYISLAM.com, and they will send you a Quran for free. That's YIslam.com, and they will send you a Quran for free in Arabic or Spanish or French. So they will send one to you. And keep in mind that the original Quran is in Arabic, but the translation will come in various languages. And sometimes when you translate a language, translate from Arabic to another language, you may lose some of the feeling of what the Quran is saying, what the ayat is saying, or the particular verse is saying because of the translation. But still, I want you still to go get your Quran, and hopefully you have it by now, and you're going to be able to read along with me. Now, some people listening to me may need something different in their lives, and maybe Islam is what you are looking for. So check it out and see if it meets your needs. So maybe Islam is what you need. So if you want to know more about the Islamic faith, you are welcome to visit a local masjid, M-A-S-J-I-D, that's our place of worship, and talk with them there. In our faith, there's no one, or no one can make you become Muslim. In other words, no one can compel you to become Muslim. You must become Muslim on your own free will. In Islam, we don't have no compulsion in religion. And today, we're going to talk about sin, forgiveness, and mercy. So it's going to be a lot sort of rolled up into one. But before I start talking about today's topics, I want to ask you all something. Those in this Islamic studies class, I like to call Islamic study class every Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. on this beautiful station here. And so I like to call it Islamic studies class, and that you all are my teacher, and I'm your teacher, and you're my students. I come from a background of being a college professor and also teaching at Islamic school, and also a principal at Islamic school. And so I'm going to be, I guess, like a teacher when it comes to talking about this beautiful subject of Islam. So if you want to improve the quality of a life for someone else, so what I want you to keep in mind is that I want you to think about, before we talk about the subject, what have you done to change the quality of the life of other people? For example, have you helped someone? Have you fed a homeless person today or at any time since the last time we met? Stood up against injustice? Helped someone improve the quality of their life? Protected someone from being harmed by others? If you are in authority, have you used your authority to aid others in need? Really, what is the use of having your authority if you are not going to use it to help others? My students, we must be bold, fearless, and not afraid of change, and not afraid of making a positive change in the world around us. One of the ways that this world will change for the better is that each and every one of us and each and every one of you do your part. So do your part and contribute towards positive change wherever you are. Now let's get started. Allah forgives all sins. It says in chapter 39, verse 53. Again, that's chapter 39 in Quran, verse 53. He says, O Prophet, that Allah says, O my servants who have exceeded the limits against their souls, do not lose hope in Allah's mercy, for Allah certainly forgives all sins. He is indeed the all-forgiving, most merciful. Now, let's look at for a moment about sins. Like, what are sins? And it's because when we commit sins, then of course we want to seek forgiveness and mercy for the sins that we committed. One of the definitions of sin is transgression of a religious or moral code or moral law. In Islamic faith, what is considered to be sins are, we have murder, theft, illicit sexual relations, meaning fornication, adultery, also armed robbery, associating partners with Allah. There are many more, and each sin comes with its own punishment, which I'm not going to discuss punishment because that goes into a whole another lesson. But understand that all sins are forgivable except associating partners with Allah. That meaning that is something or someone is equal in power and authority with Allah. Because perhaps on the day of judgment, Allah, if you're worshiping someone else or have someone else in authority or depend on something else, Allah's creation, then on the day of judgment, Allah will say to you, well, okay, on this day, those who you used to worship, you go get your reward from them. You get protection from them on this day. But those who worship Allah, they get protection, and they get protection from him on that day and get reward from Allah on that day. So I encourage everyone that is listening to my voice is that if you're worshiping someone or something else other than Allah, meaning Almighty God, you need to stop. Cease and desist doing this kind of thing, because it's not any value to you. It will not be any value to you. We are to worship the Creator and not the creation. Now, one of the keys to forgiveness or seeking forgiveness is this. It was related by the Prophet, may peace be upon him. He said, and this is with Allah. This is the beautiful thing about Allah and His mercy. Allah, the Exalted, the Glorious, said, a slave committed a sin, and he said, O Allah, forgive me my sin. And Allah said, my slave committed a sin. And then he realized that he has a Rabb. Rabb means Lord, who forgives the sins and punishes for the sins. He then again committed a sin and said, my Rabb, forgive my sin. And Allah said, my slave committed a sin. And then realized that he has a Rabb who forgives his sins and punishes for the sin. He again committed a sin and said, my Rabb, forgive my sin. And Allah said, my slave has committed a sin, and then realized that he has a Rabb who forgives the sins or takes him to account for sin. I have granted forgiveness to my slave, and to the end of this particular saying by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. And then it's also mentioned by another one of his companions. He said, Allah's messenger, may peace and blessing be upon him, said, Allah the Exalted has said, O son of Adam, I forgive as long as you pray to me and hope for my forgiveness. Whoever sins or sins you have committed, or whatever sins you have committed. O son of Adam, I do not care if your sins reach the height of the heaven. Then you ask for my forgiveness. I will forgive you. O son of Adam, if you come to me with an earth load of sins and meet me associated nothing with me, I would match it with an earth load of forgiveness. So we see this beautiful combination of you committed a sin, a law of forgiveness, and it's print his mercy upon those who commit sins. It doesn't matter how much sins we commit, but we got to go to our Lord and sincerely repent for the sins that we committed and ask for forgiveness from Allah for the sins that we committed, and Allah will forgive. If it's as high as the sky or a whole earth full, and you know how large the earth is, it doesn't matter. Allah will forgive us for the sins that we commit. But except for associating a partner with Allah, he will not forgive that at all. He said, and meet me associating nothing with me or nothing to me. And so we cannot associate any partners with Allah and put his creation equal with him. No, we worship the creator and not the creation. And then there was another companion of the prophet. He said, Allah, blessed is he and most high, said, O son of Adam, verily, as long as you call upon me and hope in me, I forgive you, despite whatever may have occurred from you, and I do not mind. O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, then you sought forgiveness from me, I will forgive you, and I would not mind. O son of Adam, if you came to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and then you met me, not associating anything with me, I will come to you with forgiveness nearly as great as it. So again, we see that committing the sins that we do on a daily basis, don't go to the corner and say, woe is me, I'm just a bad person, God will not forgive me. Yes, God will forgive you for your sins. Or you say, I committed the sin, I may as well keep on committing sins because God is not going to forgive me because I'm a bad person. That is not true. Even if people start calling you bad and you're no good, don't listen to them. Because that is not true. You go to Allah and you ask for forgiveness from Allah. As long as you're not associating or partnering with Allah, you're going to be okay. And try to get close to Allah and obey Allah. And then follow what Allah tells you to do. And stay away from what Allah tells you not to do. The prophet, he made a prayer one time. And he said, oh Lord, forgive me all my sins, small and great, first and last, open and secret. And so we ask our Lord to forgive us as he did. Again, he said, oh my Lord, forgive me all my sins, small and great, first and last, open and secret. Now, I want you, you don't have to do it right now. I want you to just kind of pay attention right now. But in chapter 11 of Quran, you will find about what punishment happened to the people before us. We're not the first people on earth, which we all know that. From Prophet Adam until now, a lot of people been on this earth. Because we all came from a single pair, which is Adam and his wife Eve. But in chapter 11 in the Quran, it talks about what happened to all of the people when they did not ask for forgiveness from Allah. They committed sins and did not ask for forgiveness from Allah. And then Allah set certain punishment upon them, either an earthquake or drown them or many different things. Allah punishment that came before on those people that did not obey Allah. And we are no different. If we do not obey Allah and we continue to sin, Allah will send his wrath or his punishment upon us. Now, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. As mentioned, we must seek forgiveness from Allah for our sins. And if not, we may experience the punishment of Allah. We know that Prophet Noah, he begged his people for 950 years to come back to Allah. But they did not do so. And so Allah drowned them, except for a few people. He said, you build this ark. People kept harassing about it. What are you doing? You building this ark on a ship or whatever, a boat on dry land? What are you doing? You're a crazy man. And then he put the animals on there, and then he put some of the humans on there. And then Allah let it rain, and we all know the rest of the story, 40 days, 40 nights, until the end. Until Allah said, okay, stop raining, and then let the water recede, and he'll be back on dry land. And so that was the punishment of the people of Noah. For 950 years, he tried to convince them, stop sinning. Get back on the straight path. Stop doing what you're doing, the sins that you're doing, these unforgivable sins that you are doing. They did not listen to him. They just made fun of him and ignore what he was telling them to do. And so Allah told Noah what to do, and then they end up, we know the rest of the story. And you will find this again in chapter 11. So later on, I want you to read this. That's going to be part of your homework. Read chapter 11 of the Quran. Now, for right now, we're going to go to chapter 11, verses 77 through 83. We're going to talk about Prophet Lut. Some people call him a Prophet Lot. And so I'm just going to read these verses, and you just follow along. That's chapter 11, verse 77, and we'll go from 77 to 83. When we had the messenger angels, they came to visit Lut. I'm going to kind of set the scene for you. And then it says, when our messengers came to Lut, he was grieved on their account and felt himself powerless to protect them. He said, this is a distressful day. And his people came rushing towards him, and they had been long in the habit of practicing abomination. He said, O my people, here are my daughters. They are purer for you if you marry. Now fear Allah and cover me not with shame about my guests. Is there not among you a single right-minded man? They said, well, don't you know, we have no need of your daughters. Indeed, you know quite well what we want. He said, would that I have power to suppress you, or that I can betake myself to some powerful support. The messenger said, O Lut, we are messengers from your Lord. By no means shall they reach you. Now travel with your family while a part of the night remains, and let not any of you look back, but your wife will remain behind. To her will happen what happens to the people. Morning is the appointed time, to the end of this verse. When our decree issued, we turned the cities upside down, and rained down on them brimstone, hard as baked clay, spread layer on layer, marked from their Lord, nor are they ever far from those who do wrong. So in this particular story, it's talking about Lut visitors coming. He was very afraid for them, because he knew the abomination that the people were practicing in his town or in these cities. And then he wanted so much for them not to come into the city, and trying to make all kinds of excuses for them not to come into the city. Like, please go away. This is not good place for you to be. Like, go back to where you came from. And they said, basically, don't worry about it. We got this. We're gonna take care of things. And the way the story goes, when he left, of course, his wife stayed, because she was part of the people that wanted to attack Lut's family, Lut's visitors. She was part of those people, and so she stayed and was destroyed with the rest of the people. And it sent down the rain and the brimstone, the brimstone, I guess you could say, it's like bricks. And some scholars say each one of those bricks or those brimstone, they had the person's name on it, and it went right to the person and destroyed that particular individual. And then the mention about the towns being raised up and brought back down. And the way the story goes is that the angel, and I believe it was Angel Jibril, he would take his wing, the tip of his wing, and he would lift the town up, turn it upside down, and then smash it on the ground. Could you imagine where you live? Not right now. And Angel Bill came and scooped you up like a spoon, your town, your whole town like a spoon, lifted up into the air, turn it upside down, and then smash it on the ground. So they not only did those people receive the brimstones that came at them and killed them, also their town was scooped up like a spoon by the tip of the wing of the angel, lifted up into the air, turned upside down, and then smashed to the ground. This is what happened to the people of those towns because the abomination that they were practicing in those towns, where they wanted to get with those men, and did not want the daughters of Lut. And when you talk about daughter, he don't mean that the daughters are the women of the town. Those were he considered them to be his daughters, and they did not want the women. They wanted those individuals that were with the guests of Lut. Now, Allah's mercy, it doubles. And let me explain what I mean by that. And it says, O people of faith, fear Allah and believe in His messenger, and He will grant you a double share of His mercy, provide you with a light to walk in on the judgment day, on day of judgment, and forgive you. For Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. And also, I want to mention, Allah shows His mercy, or I want us to show our mercy to all. That way, I don't understand why you have these people that call themselves Muslim and so-called terrorists are representing Islam, where Islam pushes and emphasizing being merciful to people. And it says here, by one of the companions of the prophet, he says, Allah would not be merciful to those who are not merciful to mankind. He did not say be merciful to just Muslim or just to females or just to children. He said we have to be merciful to mankind. As I read to you before, is that if you take a life of an individual, it's like you took the life of all of mankind. And if you save the life of an individual, it's like you saved the life of all of mankind. And so we as Muslims, we're supposed to be merciful to the people and have mercy and forgiving to the people and not be harsh and hard-hearted towards the people. It says again, Allah will not be merciful to those who are not merciful to mankind. And so any of those individuals that they're saying he's doing these things, these terrorist things, or they beat up on a woman, or they beat up on children, anything like that, or on the elderly, they're it's questionable about the strength of their Islam. And they need to tune in to this radio program and listen in to what I'm saying. Or you as my students, you need to teach them the proper way to conduct themselves as a Muslim, because you know the difference. You know what a Muslim is supposed to do and what a Muslim is not supposed to do, because you're learning it now in this class. And it also mentioned that it said, whoever does not show mercy to people, Allah will not show mercy to him. So any of those people out there doing these foul acts, you out there hurting people and not showing mercy towards people, Allah will not show mercy towards you. Again, whoever does not show mercy to the people, Allah will not show mercy to him. And it's also mentioned, he who is not merciful to people, Allah will not be merciful to him. And also it was related by Umar, and he said, I heard it said, anyone who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. Anyone who does not forgive will not be forgiven. Anyone who does not pardon will not be pardoned and protected. And so again, one of the companions of the prophet, Umar, he said this to the people. Anyone who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. So you want mercy to be shown to you, then you be merciful to other people. Anyone who do not forgive will not be forgiven. You want to be forgiven, then forgive others. And anyone who does not pardon will not be pardoned and protected. And all these are self-explained. I do not have to go any further with that. And it also mentioned that the prophet, he said, anyone who shows mercy, even to an animal meant for slaughtering, will be shown mercy by Allah on the day of rising. And so I want to give you an example of what I mean by this one. And it says, one of the companions, he said, a man said, Messenger of Allah, I was going to slaughter a sheep, and then I felt sorry for it, or sorry for the sheep. I was going to slaughter. He said twice, since you show mercy to the sheep, Allah will show mercy to him. That don't mean that we go around kicking dogs and hanging cats or anything like that, or doing anything cruel or beating up on animals, anything like that, because you can. Don't do that. You show mercy towards the animals. Even he getting ready to slaughter the animal, he felt sorry for the animal. And because he felt sorry for this animal he was about to slaughter to eat, he showed mercy towards this animal, towards his sheep. Allah will show mercy towards him. And it's also mentioned that Allah, he says, my mercy excels my wrath. That we can't think that Allah is all about punishing people. No, Allah prefers to be merciful towards people, and that his mercy excels, is higher than his wrath. Because just by sending the last prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, to mankind, warning him and giving him the ability to warn the people, look, this is coming. The day of judgment is coming. And that you need to straighten out and get on the right path. This is mercy from Allah. So he just go ahead and destroy us all and then make a new people. But he did not do that. He sent down a last prophet to mankind, which is Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, born 1400 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. He sent him to mankind to warn them that the day is coming when you all will go and meet your Lord. And it's also said by one of the companions of the prophet, he said, when Allah completed creation, he wrote in his book, which is with him on his throne, my mercy overpowers my anger. And further, it is said regarding mercy, he is not one of us who does not have mercy upon our young, respect our elders, and command good and forbid evil. So we are encouraged to show mercy towards our young and respect our elders and do good and command good, enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. This is what we're supposed to be all about as Muslims, even for those people that we do business with. And that is, Allah shows his mercy to a man who adopts a kind attitude when he sells, buys, and demands for repayment of loans. Even then, we're supposed to show our mercy when we're dealing with people. And lastly, he who is not merciful to others will not be treated mercifully. Thank you for listening to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I have been your host, Imam Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.